I saw your answer regarding saying Asher Yotzer in the middle of the night. Assuming you wake up in the middle of the night and say Asher Yotzer, and then in the morning you do not go to the bathroom again, do you then still say Asher Yotzer in davening, or would you skip it since you already said Asher Yotzer in the middle of the night? If you wake up towards the morning but still plan to go to sleep for a little more, would you still say Asher Yotzer then, or should you just wait for then for when you daven? Anonymous from Brooklyn. This halacha has a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim, as long as they slept, shinas keva, sleep in a bed, even for a half an hour during the night, in the morning, say Asher Yotzer, even if they don't go to the bathroom. And therefore, even if you got up in the middle of the night and said Asher Yotzer and going to the bathroom, and then go back to sleep and wake up in the morning, you still say Asher Yotzer. And the same thing goes that if you wake up towards the morning and plan to go back to sleep in bed a little bit more, you still will say Asher Yotzer in the morning before davening, obviously. And you should also say Asher Yotzer after going to the bathroom before you go back to sleep. For Sephardim, even if they're not up all night, they don't say Asher Yotzer in the morning unless they went to the bathroom. And therefore, and also, Sephardim only say Asher Yotzer within a half an hour or the most 72 minutes after going to the bathroom. So a Sephardi who went to the bathroom in the middle of the night and did not say Asher Yotzer, if he doesn't go to the bathroom again in the morning, will not say Asher Yotzer anyway. And even on when he went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, too much time elapsed. And if he said Asher Yotzer at night, he still will not say Asher Yotzer in the morning if he didn't go to the bathroom.